For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Riverside County announced Tuesday that COVID-19 case rates have met the state's threshold to allow for schools to restart in-person kindergarten through sixth grade education. Meanwhile, in San Bernardino County, teachers can now sign up to receive the vaccine at county-run sites. KVCR's Megan Jamerson reports.
In order to reopen, schools in Riverside County must have pre-approved plans. According to a release, currently four districts have approval, including Corona Norco, Palo Verde Valley, Desert Sands, and Murrieta Valley. If county case rates continue to improve, moderate and high-contact youth and adult sports like soccer, football, baseball, cheer, and water polo may also resume. Schools in San Bernardino County were given the go-ahead to reopen Monday by officials. According to a release, in an effort to safely reopen schools, the county's vaccination sites will now allow educators, support staff, and child care providers to sign up for appointments online. Some school districts had been working directly with hospitals to get San Bernardino County teachers vaccinated. Riverside County made all education workers eligible for the vaccine in January. Megan Jamerson, KVCR News.
A series of fires in vacant buildings along University Avenue in Riverside is being linked to the growing homeless population. The former Mandarin Garden restaurant went up in flames late Friday. Firefighters first on scene shortly after 10:30 p.m. found fire had engulfed nearly the entire building. It took nearly 3 hours to contain the flames. Losses were estimated at $650,000. There were no reported injuries. Although the official cause of the blaze is under investigation, officials say the homeless have previously broken into other vacant restaurants and motels along University Avenue between Cranford Avenue and Iowa Avenue. Warming fires and others used for cooking have been set. Some have gotten out of control. Property owners have taken steps to protect their boarded-up buildings, but to no avail. Riverside's other homeless hotspot is the Santa Ana River Bottom, where vegetation fires have become routine. Another fire last week attributed to the homeless in nearby Fairmont Park burned several trees and damaged the boathouse at Lake Evans. A vegetation fire Sunday flared in the river bottom near Ryan Bonaminio Park, sending up a plume of smoke that was visible throughout much of the city. An air and ground attack controlled the fire in 5 hours. Riverside County may be nearing a stalemate in trying to rise above its purple tier status in the coronavirus pandemic. As more residents focus on getting the vaccine, testing is taking a hit. Riverside County currently meets one of the state's metrics to move into the less restrictive red tier. However, both the red tier's metrics for adjusted case rate and positivity rate must be met to move forward and improve its economic recovery, allowing more stores to reopen. Riverside County's state-evaluated metrics include a 7.6% positivity rate and 16.6 adjusted new cases per day for every 100,000 county residents. The positivity rate meets the red tier range, which is between 5 and 8%. The case rate needs to be between 4 and 7 per 100,000 residents to move to the red tier. For the people being tested, those numbers are still above the statewide average. With spring close at hand, this winter may go down as one of Southern California's driest and windiest. Chances of rain are fading while two more wind events between now and Sunday take center stage. A high wind watch has been upgraded to a high wind warning, another round of Santa Ana winds expected Sunday. Measurable precipitation looks unlikely over the weekend, and there's little confidence in significant precipitation mid-next week. Any temperature changes over the coming 7 days will be dependent on the winds. The 70s have been locked in for the inland valleys. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.